It's your boy Prince Raro here, and we have Justine Garamani coming up. But before that, I have a wicked remix to Love Me, and it's infused with that little bit of Biggie.
I got some down bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me, my bitches love me, my bitches love me, my bitches love me, my bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitches love me, my bitches love me, my bitches love me, my bitches love me.
Yeah,
yeah. I can give a fuck by no nigga, long as these bitches love me.
What's that nigga stop hating? Let your chick got that fire, and his hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah, fuck with me and get bodied, and all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10, and she the best with that head, even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we can spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want, and fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit. That's that filet mignon. She said, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. And don't make a sound.
I'm on that good, good and alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. Say, I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a boss and good day, I'm out.
Long as my bitches love me,
my bitches love me,
my bitches love me,
yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitches love me,
my bitches love me,
my bitches love me,
my bitches love me,
yeah.
My bitch love me.
I can give a fuck by no nigga, as long as these bitches love me.
Really can fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy running weak codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat his dick. Call that breakfast and beer. 69.96, I feel a heartbeat. I chest to chest with this bitch. And I turn around, face down, and I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me, and I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses, and I would say these old names. But then I would be snitching, and these haters try to knock me, but he can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm a bitch, listen, alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all.
It's your boy Prince Rara here, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and you're also watching Know the Culture on Know the Culture YouTube. Hey YouTube! Guys, I am so excited to show you guys. I have an awesome artist from Montreal today. And this guest is an R&B artist, and she discovered her love for music at a young age. And she has she's shared the stage with artists like Nelly, and she was also featured on a track with Jamaica's Jigsy King. And most recently, she worked with Montreal artist Tugrass on this song Whole Lotta. Justine, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course, anytime. So glad that you came here to join me today. How is your summer going, and what did you get up to?
It's great. It's amazing. I'm honestly just working on as much music as I can and trying to really benefit from all the free time I have, of course, post-COVID. Just trying to utilize every amount of time that I have to really work on my craft and better my craft and make things more versatile.
Right. So then can you tell us what would you do in that in those scenarios when you're, you know, downtime and you're looking to, you know, make new music? What are you doing in 2021 that you haven't done in other times?
That's a great question. Honestly, I feel like I have the same routine when it comes to my songwriting. I sort of just really like to take my guitar and write from there. That's always been the way that I naturally write best, is honestly just from guitar. But right now I've been really trying to push myself out of just grabbing a guitar or an instrument and writing with music, and trying to write kind of acapellically and acoustically, and just write lyrics with nothing, just an idea, just form like a general idea of what I would like the song to be about. And then I'll write a track based on even just a title name or even like a theme for a song, which is something that I've been doing more of. And I've been mostly focusing on visuals as well. So I'm excited for that to be a part of my future.
Okay. And now just moving on to something a little bit different. As I was, you know, mentioning before, you worked with the likes of Jixi King, and you also interacted with Raekwon from Wu-Tang. Yeah. So now, please tell me about that. How did that all go down?
So I was at the old studio location, and I was just in a studio session. And at that time, I was working 12-hour days in the studio, just trying to work on my album as much as I can and use up as much studio time as I could. I was really living at the studio. And one day I came out, and I remember hearing that there was somebody from Wu-Tang coming in, but I honestly had not expected to cross paths with them. Okay. So when I did, it was really a shock to see, you know, this giant man here, and he's like Raekwon, you know, like that's somebody that I've been listening to since I was little. My dad had a Wu-Tang CD when I was really young, and we used to listen to it. So that was kind of a surreal moment, but at the same time, because I had heard his music before, it was kind of familiar, and it was kind of, it was a very sweet interaction, a very genuine interaction. Never once in that interaction did I feel like he was just saying anything to be nice. He's a real one, you know, he'll just say it how it is. And he was really, he gave me some good advice, and he just basically inspired me to keep going. And he's kind of one of the people that has inspired me to not give up music.
Nice. Now, you said that you used to listen to him back in the day. Your dad had a CD. So who are your biggest like influences for music? Like, who did you listen to often? And, you know, what sort of sounds did you like that you would like to incorporate or have incorporated in music that you've made already? Tell me about those people that you're like wowed over.
I'm really inspired by soul music. I think soul is the biggest impact for me musically to push myself into. I think I'd like to do more R&B soul and indie soul. And I think that I should incorporate that into my music as well. So I would say probably India Ari is a big one. I love her very much. She's very soulful, and her style of writing is so poetic, and that's what I aspire to become.
Right. And for you as an artist, or an R&B artist here in Montreal, and like an English speaker, what is that like for you? Do you think that hinders you, or does it give you like a niche, like a fan group? Or how do you navigate life as an R&B English speaker here in Montreal?
I wouldn't necessarily say that I have an advantage within those factors, but I do consider my fan base to be mostly English. And I think that they are appreciative of having a female English artist as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's really rare to find that, and to have someone be kind of... I find a lot of people in this industry, specifically in Montreal, are very influenced by trying to be what is marketable. And what is marketable in Montreal would be to, you know, gravitate towards French music and French sounding style music. And I think the best thing to do is just be my genuine self. I think that's how I'm going to attract all the attention and the appreciation that I would like.
Right. And
right,
like, sorry, what was that?
Just from the right people, you know. I think,
right.
I'm not trying to be as marketable as I can. I'm trying to be as genuine as I can, and just have genuinely like me because they like my music.
Yeah.
Why you left? Should've tried. I don't wanna hear your lies. Fuck you and that other guy. Pray you flip your whip and die. So I don't ever have to see you. So you pop back in my mind. You was beautiful to me. That was the devil in disguise. All your manipulative ways had me stuck to you for days. And those days turned into years. How the hell you disappeared and reappeared like it was nothing. And you ain't been up to something. Giving up that pussy fucking whoever was so affect. Desperate for that attention. How could I forget to mention? Well, I was doing my sentence. You made me feel close to useless. An alcoholic abuser. But now I'm sick to my stomach. Just thinking of all the secrets. So all I hear is the whispers. Goodbye.
Go ahead and tell your ex about your new bling. All that hate can't face me. I'm just doing my thing. Ain't no drama around. Look at the way I rock. When I'm on stage, do my thing. Yeah, they know I'm a star. I just wanna get my own so they know I ain't playing, I'm a boss, I'm a ho.
How do you find that, you know, working in this industry and, you know, and getting advice from people? I mean, you said that you spoke to Raekwon and he was a really genuine guy. Do you often bump into these types of people who are like, you know, soundboards and that can really, you know, advise you on some, you know, what you should do or where you should take your career? And like, do you come across these types of people and how do you know if someone's being genuine to you?
Yes, I definitely have come across lots of people who, you know, it's not that I am not, it's not that I'm opposed to outside opinions. It's not that I'm opposed to different points of views from other people. It's just that I do feel like being my genuine self is the best thing I could do. And the best piece of advice that I've been given and something that I've realized too is that just don't be afraid to push outside your comfort zone. Don't be too comfortable, but also don't put yourself in a position where you feel like you might not be ready for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm noting that one down. Thank you. And now, Justine, you performed at the OHCYSP shootout. What is your favorite thing about performing on stage?
Honestly, the interactions, just seeing that the crowd is receptive, seeing that they're intrigued, seeing them look at you and watch you, and this is what you're doing, this is what you're striving for. And I especially love the after stage moments of, you know, them walking up to you and talking to you and asking for a picture and just getting to know them, asking their name. And it's really important to me that I interact with the people that are interested in seeing me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they did pay to watch me, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that that's, it takes nothing for me to just go and ask them what their name is and shake their hand and say hi.
Yeah. And you still feel like there's times when you're like, oh, like, what is your like routine that you have to get into before you start even performing?
Definitely drinking tea is like a must. Like I drink tea. Yeah, I drink
what kind of tea is this?
It's called a throat coat tea, and it has marshmallow and licorice root in it, and it's really good for to soothe and coat your throat. And and honey as well. And also a big thing is vocal rest and just general rest in general.
Okay.
Because your voice gets really tired even by just talking, even by just like, sometimes I'm humming and singing and I don't even realize it. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that for no reason.
So a lot of rest and a lot of tea.
Yes.
Marshmallow.
And a lot of vocal warm-ups.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm taking lots of notes tonight. Thank you.
Coca-Cola shape with the bam bam bam. Say she want to do it for the gram gram gram. Anytime she pull up with the dan dan dan. Hey, it's murder. Give me the wine where you want you to hold me. And back it up but you can't control me. Buckle in a box, steam fish and they know any when they think clap, make up run like a taxi. Give me the wine where you want you to hold me. And back it up but you can't control me. Buckle in a box, steam fish and they know any when they think clap. Take it down for me, suck it down just a little. Quiet like a crocodile up in a jamigo. Talk it rest, I give your heart things no tickle.
Pull up,
with the bam, bam, bam. She want to do it with the gram, gram, gram. Anytime she pull up with the dan, dan, dan. It's murder.
I got a whole lot of loving for you. I got a whole lot of loving for you.
Coca-Cola shape with the bam bam bam. Say she want to do it for the gram gram gram. Anytime she pull up with the dan dan dan. Yay. It's murder. Yeah, man. Me get a lot of girl, never get a got a girl. Beat up my boots and buy some boots. Cause every day me have to fuck another girl. Full of beer, got a yard, so me start taking to the world. White color, African, shiny girl. If you love what you feel when I hear my song, just pop off your clothes and wine, girl. Pan to time, girl, my French. Settle down for me, suck it down just a little. Why you like a crocodile up in a jamigo? Talk to us, I give your heart things no tickle. Coca-Cola shape with the bam bam bam. Say she want to do it for the gram gram gram. Anytime she pull up with the dan dan dan. Hey, it's murder.
I got a whole lot of loving for you. I got a whole lot of loving for you.
Okay, now, Justine, When it comes to like the music that you've made, what are you planning for 2021 and 2022? There's not many months left in 2021. We're getting older by the minute. So what do you see that you would like to get into, or what are you, you know, working on that you're able to tell us?
So my album release, my EP release, will be coming out August 18th. It is self-titled and it's finally coming out. This is a project that I've been working on for the past 4 years, and we've skimmed it down to 4 songs, and one of the tracks will be coming out with the music video August 11th, which I am so excited about. It's called Violent. And beyond that, I'm just excited to promote and to continue doing radio interviews and to kind of get back in the limbo of the workload that I've been so used to. You know, I'm really used to having a full schedule. So having that back to normal again feels really good. And it's kind of inspiring and pushing me to keep working and to work even harder and to work even more. And I think the more I work, the more I realize more about myself. I think that there is something about working alone, especially, that really is sort of self-teaching, and it helps you to realize what you want and what you want to filter out and what you want to keep and what you want to do long term. And I think that's really what I'm trying to get to.
Right. So you've had like a lot of time to self-reflect, it sounds like. You've definitely done some growing.
Definitely. I think it's super important to grow. I think we never stop growing as humans. It's just what it is. We never stop growing. We never stop learning. I never want to stop learning. I think it's so important to keep your brain stimulated. And that, for me, that goes hand in hand with music making and songwriting. I think that, you know, if you don't use it, you'll lose it, you know? So I think it's important to keep that warmed up and to keep it constant and consistent without necessarily overworking yourself to the point where you, I don't know, lose your voice or you get uninspired. But it is definitely something to say about working hard, and I really value people who work hard.
Now, Justine, it comes to that time at the end of the interview. Please, I want you to tell everyone how they can follow you on Instagram and other social media platforms, as well as how they can listen to music that you've previously released, and also the dates again and the title of the album that's coming out. Please go ahead and plug it away.
Yeah, of course. So everyone can follow me at Justine Garamani on all social platforms. It's the exact same name on all social platforms. My album EP release comes out August 18th, with a music video coming out August 11th, and it is a self-titled album, which I'm very excited about, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be something that people can really see my growth throughout the years, and they can really listen to the style of music that I think needs to make a comeback, and I think it's a style that people miss hearing, and I'm excited. I'm just so excited.
That's it. That's so good. I'm so happy to see you like growing, and you're doing what you think is best for you and your career, and how you're, you know, moving ahead. That's so nice to hear and to see. And guys, you can follow Justine. I keep wanting to say Jeremani, but maybe this is my accent, but the proper pronunciation is
Garamani. Yes, exactly.
Okay. You can follow Justine Garamani on all social media platforms, and you can go and listen to her music and be on the lookout for her album that's dropping early next month. And thank you so much, Justine, for coming through. It's been awesome. And I hope that you are enjoying your the rest of your week and the weekend coming. And please drop on by to CJLOO, Know the Culture, whenever you like.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. And guys, you can follow me at Prince Rara on Prince_Rara, and also on Know the Culture, and also CJLO1690AM. Thank you so much, Justine. I appreciate that.
CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara.